Hi, my name is Kashi Bahin from VFix.com. I'm here with
Dave Rosen from the Parlor Mob.
First of all, thanks so much for being here with me tonight.
Of course.
Let's start by talking about the past 7 days of the recent tour. Beginning in Syracuse last week, then Massachusetts, then D.C., then Philadelphia. And after much of a day off yesterday, tonight you're playing at the Mercury Lounge. What's a day on tour like for you?
It's mostly pretty routine for us these days. It's like, you wake up and you drive for a few hours. Sometimes not so many hours, sometimes more hours. And, you know, we get to the venue, we sound check, we hang out, we eat something. You know, I mean, it's pretty standard at this point. It's just, I don't know, we enjoy being on tour. I think we like the routine. It's a lot easier than being home and having to struggle, every day to make the ends meet. We just kind of, we get to work all day, every day, so it's good.
So it's much better to be out doing work.
We enjoy it. Yeah, we like being on the road.
What's it like at home, though? It's like,
it's just different. You know, it's good having time to like relax and have time to kind of have a life of your own. But I mean, for us, like, we just put out a record, and it's the end of the year, so we kind of expected things to be a little slow until January. You know, but. I mean, we just put out the record, so we're kind of like antsy to be working. You know, like when we're home, we're wondering why we're not out. You know what I mean? But it's been good. We like being home too. You know, just not quite as much as being out on the road, I guess.
Nice. So how did you pack for this recent tour? What'd you take along?
I pack the same things every time. It's just, you know, clothes and I have a iPod and books and shit like that.
What kind of books do you take with you?
I just read a really good book, actually. I just finished it a couple days ago. It was called The Great Derangement. It's by this guy Matt Taibbi. He's a Rolling Stone author, journalist, but he's written a few books, and it's kind of he spent a few years like sort of infiltrating this extreme conservative Christian group, like evangelical super mega church thing, and that, and sort of like his experience with that and the hard religious right, and like sort of his experience with being a political journalist and stuff like that, and sort of the landscape and the country and where it's going and how it's, you know, different travesties he's seen and stuff like that, and sort of like gives you a little bit more of an understandable way of taking in the way things work sort of in Washington and stuff like that. So I don't know, it was, I enjoyed it a lot. It was kind of, you know, I lean liberal hard, pretty hard, but it's, you know, I hesitate to call myself Democrat or independent or anything like that, so it was sort of like calls out bullshit on both sides, you know what I mean, which I enjoyed, so I really enjoyed it. And I'm debating starting The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo right now, but I also really want to see the movie because I love David Fincher, so I don't know if I'm going to read it. I might wait till after I see the movie.
So we're excited to hear that Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor.
I love Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross and that stuff. The soundtrack just came out yesterday, actually, so I bought it. I haven't listened to it so much yet, but I loved his Social Network score, and I used to love Nine Inch Nails. They're a great band, so I'm excited for that.
Do you have a favorite Nine Inch Nails album?
I don't know. I mean, I was never like super into them when I was younger. One of the first records I ever bought was Pretty Hate Machine.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I used to like that a lot. But I nowadays it's sort of when there's singles, I hear them and I always like them. You know, they're one of those bands. But I don't like necessarily buy every record and, you know, listen to it consistently. They're one of those, you know, they can't really do any wrong, Nine Inch Nails, you know. And I mean, you see their live show, and I've seen a few like live concert footage things. And it's pretty phenomenal. They put on a pretty next level show, especially for a modern band. You know, there's not much else like it. So, yeah, I'm a fan.
Well, a lot of bands have lucky charms. Do you have a special lucky charm that you have to take with you on tour?
No, not really. No, I don't. I'm not very superstitious.